We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Learfield on the Cowboys Sports Network, this is the Mike Gundy Show, brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, farm fresh for 50 years. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Good evening from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show tonight. We're glad you're with us as we talk Oklahoma State Cowboy football. Coach Gundy will be here in just a bit, and we'll go back and take a look at the Baylor game and then look forward to the big Bedlam contest as the Cowboys take on the Sooners in Norman at 2:30 on Saturday, and we'll start our pregame coverage at 12:30. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, there's a couple of ways to send them to us. You can send them to us via our text number, which is a service of Academy Sports and Outdoors. That's 405-747-0338. Or you can also send your question via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. Back with more after this. Coach Gundy will slide in for our conversation in a moment. And this is the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
Season is here. Let Slim Chickens cater your tailgate for the ultimate win. Chicken tenders, buffalo wings, and more are sure to score points with your biggest fans, and we deliver, making it that much easier to feed your crowd. Place your order through our Slim Chickens app to earn big. The bigger the order, the bigger the reward. Now with 7 locations in Oklahoma and concessions inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Visit us at slimchickens.com to find the location nearest you. Slim Chickens is a proud supporter of OSU Athletics. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken.
Saving your time at Homeland. Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes! Good to be home. Cowboy fans. Be a part of the winning team at this year's Oklahoma Blood Institute Bedlam Blood Battle, November 5th through 9th. Sponsored by the Student Alumni Board. There will be free food, free t-shirts, and a chance to win a $250 student store gift card. Text OBI4OSU to 59925. That's 59925 to enter to win and get Bedlam Blood Battle updates. Prove why OSU is the best in Oklahoma by donating blood and saving lives. Go Pokes!
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hey parents, have you signed your child up for the McDonald's Pistol Pete Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age so they can be fans for life. For just $25, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, and have access to exclusive parties with the athletes and much more. Visit OKState.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Also sponsored by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Mercy Health.
We're all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricane Michael. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of this storm and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way has created the United Way Michael Recovery Fund to support local communities impacted by this hurricane. To find out how you can help those impacted by natural disasters, visit unitedway.org. unitedway.org.
Selecting the right insurance company is a huge decision. Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance is different. While we offer great coverage on auto, home, life, commercial, and farm and ranch, we also have local agents in all 77 counties. Now that's huge. Visit OKFBinsurance.com today. Life insurance and annuity products are offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Oklahoma State fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Cowboys.
Welcome back. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield tonight. Glad you're with us. We're at Slim Chickens just north of Boone Pickens Stadium. Cowboys in Oklahoma coming up this weekend. Remember, if you have a party this weekend, you're going to watch the game. Give Slim Chickens a call, 405-372-2326. They have their tailgate pack. That's a good choice whether you're having a gathering at home, tailgate gathering, whatever. Slim Chickens. Proud to support the Pokes here at 1011 North Boomer Road. Coach Gundy's here, and as you think back on Saturday, anything new come to mind in terms of what happened or thoughts on the game?
Not really. Post-game conference was real accurate, and then, you know, I talked about this a lot today in my press conference that, you know, anytime you have 135 yards in penalties and you give up a free touchdown in special teams, it's extremely difficult to win. We allowed 6 yards per carry rushing the ball against us. I know they had a 75-yarder that offset it a little bit, but still the percentage would come out at close to 5 yards a carry. It's difficult to win a game when you're giving up more than 4.5 per rush.
Right.
You give up a free special teams touchdown, and we extended 4 drives. One drive we allowed 30 yards in penalties. So. You know, we're not good enough this year. We're not mature enough. We don't have enough guys to overcome that many penalties. It's hard to do that when you have good football teams. You know, I had mentioned to the team last night that with 8 minutes to go in the game, we had 100 yards in penalties and already had given up a free touchdown in special teams, and we're still ahead 10 points. and so we're at times not that far off. You know, the same team that beat Texas a couple weeks ago and left 6 points on the table in the kicking game. So, you know, that's the side that you have to look at with the guys. And the only thing that's a little puzzling to me is we've had more 15-yard penalties this year than I guess somebody could do the math, and we've had maybe in my last 4 or 5 years as coaching together, you know, face mask and, you know, late hit out of bounds and roughing the passer and chop block. We've had like 4 chop blocks. We maybe have 2 chop blocks in the entire season. I think we've had a chop block the last 4 or 5 weeks in a row.
We've had several, yeah.
And, you know, that's something that there's two ways to look at it. And I think, obviously, I'm not doing a good enough job of it because we haven't gotten much better. We played really good against Texas from a discipline standpoint, and then this week we didn't play well at all. Some people say it's at home and away. I don't believe that. I'm not going to buy that. So what it comes down to is like the chop block. You know, we left tackle turned the wrong way and cut. Well, he's turning into a guy that's cutting the other guy, so he's touching him. So
they call it.
And it is. It's a chop block. And,
yeah.
And you know, you say, well, we didn't rep it enough because he turned the wrong way and chopped the wrong guy. And we got it. And we've had several of those. So those are things that we should be able to correct. There are times that defensive players are competing and grab face mask. And I understand that. We've had, like Enoch had one a few weeks ago, and I don't know if I ever could have flawed him for that. But we're getting too many of those now, and our guys aren't in good position. So we have to do a better job in practice of coaching at the end of a play in a team scout period that our guys need to be in good position with their body structure, knees bent, hands down low, ready to attack from the waist down and roll those guys up. And we're out of control and we're reaching and getting our hands all over the place. That's what's getting the face mask. So the solution to that is to coach it better and make sure it happens. And if it doesn't, we got to stop it, correct it, and do it again. And hopefully that will help us to improve. The rough and the passer penalties, you know, at one time Trey Carter pushes the quarterback in the face. I mean, does it hurt him? No, but the rule says you can't touch him from here up at any time.
Right.
I mean, he wasn't late, but he, for no reason, just shoves his hands out. Well, there has to be player accountability and coach accountability. And that's player accountability. I know that that's been coached. I've watched that over the last 2 months. Because when the rule changed, they work on pass rush and staying down low and staying out of the quarterback's face. So at some point, there has to be accountability to the players. And then I have to look and say, okay, here's where we need to do a better job of implementing a plan to make this more efficient. And then the players have to be accountable. So you have to, you know, it's both parties involved, but we certainly have to get those cleaned up as quick as possible and give ourselves the best chance to be successful on Saturday. You and I talked about this last week. Once you get over about 45 yards in penalties, you know, you're really just giving up free yards. I think the game is so active now, you're probably going to have some defensive holds. You might have a pass interference with the way everybody attacks. But once you get over 45, you're putting yourself in danger.
Are you more susceptible because of the new defensive scheme? You're playing more press man coverage, right?
We are. And that's why you're going to have some – there'll be some penalties. You know, people don't want to hear it, but when you throw the ball down the field as much as we do and take as many chances and risks as we do offensively, there'll be times that you're going to get interceptions.
Yeah.
To think that you're not going to is unrealistic. We don't have that style of offense anymore. So there's give and take, but it's gone too far in probably 3 of the last 4 losses we've had. We've not fared well in special teams and penalties. And, you know, you've been around me a long time. Those are things that we talk about every week.
Yeah.
You have to at least draw a stalemate and be even in special teams. And when you lose penalty yards, you know, I don't know what Baylor's penalty yards were in this game. Probably they were, what, 50 or 60? I'm not sure what they were.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
So we gave up essentially, if you kick the ball out off on a kickoff, they put the ball at the 25. Well, you're 75 yards from a touchdown. So if we gave up 70 yards in penalties, we just gave them one free length of the field. If you look at it from a
sure.
from a number standpoint,
so that's, on Saturdays about two
that's
TDs.
That's what we did,
and a block punt.
We gave them enough penalties to cover the field, and we gave them a block punt for a touchdown.
You know, the special teams thing, and you've talked a lot about this, and those guys are specialists. And of course, it's not just the guys doing the kicking necessarily; it's everyone involved. How do you manage that situation? Because it can get really weird mentally when guys kind of get down on themselves. I mean, we did have a place kicker about 11 years ago who got in a funk and never got out of it.
Yeah.
So how do you balance the need for conveying urgency to those guys at the same time being sensitive that you don't put them into a spiral that they can't get out of? So how do you do that?
Well, the good news with Amendola is, you know, he should have made the kicks against Texas. Now, he's not going to make every kick, but the first kick that we attempted against Baylor, I thought that the video board would help some because the video board protects the goalpost. But he elevated the ball, and it got above the video board. I didn't think he would on a 43-yard attempt.
Right.
And so it just pushed it back. And then on the next attempt, I think we were 4th and 8, something like that. And our strength at that time, you know, wasn't in a fourth down. You're in an all pass rush situation, so you got to really be good at protecting at that particular time. So we said we'll just take another shot at it. You could have, you know, people, and I'm not saying it went wrong. You could have tried to, you know, pop it down there, but it's not as easy to punt and control the ball in a 35-mile-an-hour wind as you think it is. So I was concerned about, okay, your ball's on the 30-yard line. And if he can't control it and it goes in the end zone, you only gain 10 yards. I mean, you might as well just go ahead and take a shot at it. But then after that, we figured out that you know, it was almost impossible to make that field goal into the wind. And then the block punt was a coaching error. Well, that wasn't on the players. We had two or three things, really three things, and almost four things that happened on one play that created an issue for us. We had a man for the guy that blocked the punt, but based on the scheme and the way we do it, and the snap pulled the punter to the right about a foot, and then the punter walked about a foot to the right, and the pressure they came off the edge was to the right. And his block point was at 11 instead of what would normally would be 10. So then you add another yard onto it. When you do all that math, it ended up being a block.
Right.
And so that wasn't on the players. That was on us and the scheme we had, and we should have had a better answer for that. But I think Matt will be fine. I'm not concerned with him. He's been pretty strong, so he's got to come out. And that's what you have to do if you're a kicker. I mean, you live in a world that nobody else is in, and you know, you have to be able to deal with things, and you have to be thick-skinned, and you got to be strong enough mentally to overcome things and believe in yourself, and I really believe he'll be fine.
Have a question that's come in via our text line, which is the service of Academy Sports and Outdoors. Curious, in a long field goal situation by an opponent, especially on a day where there might be wind impacting it, would you be likely to put someone back to return a short field goal?
Sure. We would have. If they would have attempted one, we would have put somebody back there. I was a little concerned that they might do that, but they didn't.
Were you surprised they didn't?
Well, the first one, I think, landed maybe just back almost in line, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, that one they probably may not have been able to take.
So I think what happened was after that, they saw that, you know, Matt has a strong leg, and they probably felt like that if he might miss it, but, you know, it's not going to land in the middle of the end zone. But if they would have, we would have had to cover the kick, which we can. I mean, we have that system built in, but it does make you a little nervous because just based on, you don't have the fastest guys out there chasing them. You
know, right.
You really have to build a wall and build a net and move side to side and not let that returner get vertical. You got to make him cut back and go different directions.
Time for a break. Glad you're with us here for the Coach Gundy Radio Show. And want to remind you that Cowboy Sports brought to you by Bud Light, the official sponsor of OSU Athletics, and they remind you to enjoy responsibly. If you have a question for Coach, there are a couple of ways you can send it to us. We have some more to get to momentarily, but if you have one, you can share it with us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or you may use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. It's a Coach Gundy radio show from Learfield.
Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
If your air conditioner sounds like boom, 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 you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
click, clunk, click, clunk, click, clunk?
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
Snacks for the road at Ampride. Stop in and get them quick groceries you need at Ampride. And all those last-minute things you forgot to get before heading out to the lake or going on your family vacation at Ampride. You can fill up your car with ethanol-free Cenex gas, fill up your tummy with Ampride's Food Express Deli, and made extra easy and extra convenient because Ampride has so much parking, it's incredible. All this and then some more at easy, convenient Ampride Travel Plaza in Perkins on the corner where Highway 33 meets 177.
Did you know when you attend Northern Oklahoma College in Stillwater, you get everything you need for a small campus feeling with big campus resources? Welcome to the NOC-OSU Gateway Program, a partnership for a complete college education and experience. Gateway students take classes in Stillwater while enjoying resources like student clubs, athletics, transit system, university housing, and opening in fall 2018, the new NOC classroom building. After earning 24 credit hours, students can make a smooth transition to Oklahoma State University. Visit gateway.okstate.edu to apply. Northern Oklahoma College, life changing.
Whether you're looking for a burger before the game or a place to celebrate another Cowboys win with the family, University Dining Service has you covered. With more than 30 individual restaurants on campus, there's something to feed every Cowboy. Fresh sushi daily, 100% local, never frozen burgers, Oklahoma favorites, and more. At our table, you're always family. So pull up a chair and dig in. Visit dining.okstate.edu for more information. University Dining Services, where the Cowboys dine.
At P&K Equipment, we believe in winning teams and lasting traditions. That's why we support the Oklahoma State Cowboys, and it's why we sell the best John Deere equipment around. Our John Deere tractors are leading the industry. It's no secret that they deliver unbeatable quality. At P&K, we're here to prove you can afford it, and there's never been a better time to buy than right here, right now. Our tractor lineup is ready to help you get the job done. We have 18 locations in Oklahoma and Arkansas, so visit us online at pkequipment.com to find the one nearest you, because around here, John Deere starts with P&K. Go Pokes!
We're back at Slim Chickens at Stillwater for the Coach Gundy Radio Show, and we're glad you're with us tonight. Thanks for taking time to join us. Let's get back to some of the text questions, Coach. Fan asking, without saying too much, do you feel like you need to have an aggressive game plan against Oklahoma as you did against Texas?
Oh, I think we need to be really smart in what we do, and being aggressive is part of it. There's so many things you factor in, and in all three phases, when you make a game plan, you know, first you have to know everything about the team we're playing, and it's not hard to figure out. Oklahoma's is good on special teams. They've played better on defense the last 3 weeks. They've simplified their system in very base, almost to kind of play back and build a net and just kind of have at it. You know,
right.
if from an outsider looking in, it looks like they're saying, catch us and score if you think you can score as many points as we do, is what it looks like.
Right.
So you have to be smart, but you also you have to get into the flow of the game, and you got to see how things are going, and then make decisions based on that, and hope those decisions are good. I don't have any question or any doubt that our players will compete and practice hard, and we'll put good game plans in, and they'll go out and play extremely hard. They practiced well last night. And that's what's really been interesting with this team, because they've not pulled apart at all. Their effort's been good. They've been undisciplined in games. But their enthusiasm and their encouragement around each other in practice has been really good. So as a coach, that makes you feel good, because you, as long as you have that, you can still get work done every day. And they're doing that. So we're certainly gonna do everything we can to give ourselves the best chance to play the very best we can in this game. And Oklahoma's gonna make some plays. I mean, that's not a secret. And the greatest challenge that we have is to slow their offense down, which nobody's been able to do other than Army. And Army sat on the ball for the entire game and had a little success against them. And if other teams had any way to have that kind of a system, there you would probably see more people do it. But that's not something that you put in overnight. So you got to be able to slow them down. Like the Tech game, Tech got two turnovers in the first quarter, and it helped them kind of balance things out and allowed them to play their game. And kind of go stride for stride and blow for blow with them. And so that you just got to feel the game, see how it's going.
What's the right temperament for a team for a rivalry game? Because it is unique, obviously, and there's a lot of buzz that goes with it. So what's the right temperament?
You know what's interesting is, and I said this today, I don't know if you saw this during my press conference, the James Franklin story.
Yes, oh yeah, I was watching while we were getting ready for TV.
And I had, before we got ready to play, what would be last night, basically, when James, who's the head coach at Penn State, who I worked with at Maryland and is a good friend of mine from a distance, you know, I mean, it's not like we eat dinner together. He lives in Happy Valley. I think that's, isn't that what it is?
Yeah,
Happy
I think
Valley?
So, yeah.
Pennsylvania. So they had lost Ohio State for the second time in a row, by 1 point. And so his press conference was, we need to be on time for meetings, we need to finish every drill, need to be on time for class, need to be on time for tutors, need to be on time for treatments, all the things that we preach, because he said, we're 1 point short 2 years in a row, we have to find a way to make a difference. And it was a good press conference, and just stressing the things that are important with kids today. And so I brought it up to the team last night. I had this big grand story I was going to tell them about making sure you do everything right, focusing more on the discipline standpoint for us.
Okay? Yes, yes.
And I said, you guys saw that, right? Not one kid in there saw it. They live in a different world than we do. And I said, so nobody saw that? I mean, I even saw it, and I don't watch TV. I just happened to be laying in bed, and it was all over ESPN, and not one player said they saw it. They're on their phones doing something else is what they do. So the point being, the rivalry games that you have, they're big games for in-state people more so than the players based on they just don't live in the same world that we used to. There's so many other things going on for young people that
Different than it used to be?
Oh yeah. I mean, because now there's so many things going on that are different from getting ready. You know, it's a different approach now with young people than it used to be.
Do you think they just flip the page faster? I mean, it's because it is sort of a get on your phone, what's happening right now, which
it
allows
is.
Them to almost
is.
Everything is just consume and discard, so to speak. I don't want to speak
it's,
for you.
It's no different than, I don't want to get into the conversations like I've had with my sons, my 16 and 14, about, I've said, you need to pick the phone up and call this person, this tutor or whatever, and set this up or whatever. I'll just text them. And I said, just call them. Well, I don't call people. I text. And so there's good and bad to that, and here's why. It has helped us to try to instill a culture where if you're playing in front of 100,000 people and two teams are 9-0 and you're playing to go to the conference championship game, this is the momentum and the energy you should use. And if you're playing over here in the sandlot and nobody's watching you and you're playing, you should play the same way. That's what you signed up for. And coaches should be the same way. Everything should matter. It all should be important, because the highs and lows of what we go through in college football, if you stay up here all the time and get down here, you're not going to be successful over the long haul. Everything has to be the same. Now, I'm not saying that they don't get excited. They say, okay, well, you were excited for Texas. They were. When they got going, they see their buddies from high school. Texas didn't recruit them. They get fired up. They're probably more motivated to play. Not from one thing I did, from what they do, from what they see. And they could very well feel the same way in this game based on there may be more of them that want to play hard because they were shunned from OU in recruiting maybe.
Sure.
And that has nothing to do with OU, but that's just the way life is. So our preparation, almost week to week, I don't see a lot of difference anymore. And sometimes that worries me. Like, we probably had the worst Thursday practice last Thursday offensively that I've seen in a long time. And I didn't have any reason why, but we dropped passes. Taylor was throwing them. And, you know, we go through you've seen our Thursday practice.
Right.
You know, we hit a 45-play script, and it's three-quarter speed up front, but the wideouts and quarterbacks are full speed. And I bet we dropped six or seven throws. We didn't drop a pass in the game.
No, he didn't.
We didn't drop a pass. So people say, well, how'd you practice? What'd you put into it? The only thing I put into things now are the players' focus, and they have an energy level, and they're encouraging each other, and they're enthusiastic about what they're doing. And I've seen that happen with Mason's group. I've seen us practice Thursday and practice terrible, and then run up 600 yards on somebody 2 days later.
I'll never forget Les Miles, my first year here. 0-1 Bedlam. I'd been out in Vegas doing basketball, came back and did the pregame interview with him the day before. I said, how was practice? He said, awful. Absolutely awful. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Went
I was
down there and beat him 16-13. So you know. It's just amazing how that can work.
We couldn't hardly function at all, and Josh was coming off the bench.
Right.
So he didn't practice. I mean, much.
Right.
He wasn't, the second team quarterback doesn't get a lot of work.
No, he doesn't.
And we didn't have good practices at all, and we went down, and now their quarterback play at that time wasn't very good. They couldn't move the ball.
Yeah, it's 0 yards rushing.
Yeah, so there was some issues there. But regardless, it's interesting with young people now, and I have walked off on Thursdays out of that stadium where our offense practiced, because we practiced together and then we split up, and I stay and watch the offense because I feel like I can correct a little bit of offense, which I don't know if I can or not, but I've left there and thought, golly, this is not good. I'll tell you a funny story. The worst practice, one of the worst ones we had, was before we went to Pitt last year.
Really?
Yeah. We had 50 points at halftime. And we were not good that Thursday. And I told Yursich, I said this is not good. I said we're not focused. We got a problem. He goes, I know. I watched the same thing you did. And then we had 50 points at halftime and 400 yards passing or something.
Yeah, you did, and so. Just scored at will. Here's another text question that's come in. What's the chance you get Darian Daniels back next year?
Well, I'm expecting him to come back. He'll be eligible for the new four-game redshirt rule. And he, like some other players, Brailford, Daniels, Hill, there may be another one. Those guys will all apply for the draft and see where they stand. They'll get a number back that says you're the NFL board says you're a first-round draft pick in their opinion, or you're a second or third round draft pick, and then the next one is you're a 4-7, or you're a free agent, and they'll apply for that to see where they stand. And then, I can't predict what young people, Emmanuel, they said they predicted him a second round pick. He's a second round pick. Vincent Taylor, they said you're going to be a seventh round pick. He was a seventh round pick. So it's pretty accurate. But you don't know what young people, if they say, okay, I want to go, or if they say, no, I want to come back. The one thing that is true in those areas is the NFL does not want them to come out early, because it's not a game for young people. It's a full-grown man game. Those guys that play at that level are in a different world. So they like those guys to come back and maximize their time. They're physically stronger. They're mentally tougher. They have a year more on, you know, how to handle themselves in public and take care of their money and all those different things. They don't like the young ones coming out because at times it can be a headache for them.
Time for a break. Remember, the University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on game day. Shop the largest, best selection of Oklahoma State clothing and gifts at the University Store's flagship location in the OSU Student Union or at any of their five Boone Pickens Stadium locations, including the expansive West End Zone store. Or shop online at shopokstate.com. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, and we still have more to get to, you can send that to us via our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Or you may share the question via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. Back with more after this. From Slim Chickens in Stillwater, it's a Coach Gundy radio show from Learfield.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home, Homeland.
Hey y'all, it's Marty Smith. College football is here,
which means it's tailgating season.
Meat sizzling on the grill,
a cold drink in your hand, and great music on the speakers.
You've got to love it. Get all the gear you need for the perfect tailgate for less from my friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From grills and coolers to team jerseys and hats, everything you need is at your local store or academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Man, now I'm really craving a burger.
Has your life become a daily struggle with hip or knee pain? At Mercy, getting you back to active, pain-free living is our life's work. We start with a guide to total hip or knee replacement. Free to download at mercy.net/OSU guide. It explains what joint replacement involves so you can decide if it's the right move for you. Take the first step to pain relief. Download our free hip or knee replacement guide at mercy.net/OSU guide and get back to living fully.
Cowboy fans, be a part of the winning team at this year's Oklahoma Blood Institute Bedlam Blood Battle, November 5th through 9th. Sponsored by the Student Alumni Board, there will be free food, free t-shirts, and a chance to win a $250 student store gift card. Text OBI4OSU to 59925. That's 59925 to enter to win and get Bedlam Blood Battle updates. Prove why OSU is the best in Oklahoma by donating blood and saving lives. Go Pokes!
Cowboy fans, you haven't had just any hot dog at Boone Pickens Stadium. You've had a Schwab dog, and you can bring the flavor home. Schwab products are available year-round at your local Brahms Fresh Market, Homeland Grocery, and Love's Travel Stops. Since 1912, Schwab Meat Company has used only the finest ingredients and real hardwood hickory smoke. Visit schwabmeat.com to view our lineup of quality products, recipes, or ship to friends and family across the country. Schwab Meat Company, official hot dog of OSU Athletics.
Welcome back to the Coach Gundy Radio Show. We're here at Slim Chickens and glad you're with us. And let's get to some more questions. As far as the quarterback situation is a concern, is playing another quarterback at all an option even on a limited basis at this point in time?
It's just not as productive, meaning that you have to share reps during the week. That's the one thing that I think the public doesn't understand is we only get so many reps to get guys ready to play, and there are a few new things that go in every week, especially a quarterback like Taylor, who doesn't have a lot of reps in his career anyway. Just to say, okay, we're going to put another guy in there and share reps with him and let him go in and play a couple series in a game, that doesn't give us the best chance to win.
Right.
And that's what we have to do. We have to do what we think gives us the best chance to be successful and score as many points as possible. And sharing reps at the quarterback spot is going to limit the chance for success. I think the reason that Taylor's played good other than the Kansas State game, and the reason he's gotten better the last couple weeks is because we've kind of minimized what we're doing, and he's getting more reps on fewer plays. And the ball's coming out of his hand pretty fast. He's not holding the ball. And so to say we're going to share reps and give another guy a shot is, unless there's a reason to do it, in my opinion, I just don't think it's beneficial for your team.
How'd you evaluate his performance Saturday, Taylor?
He was fine. He missed some throws, but it wasn't easy to throw there.
Right.
I mean, when that wind's blowing like it was, he overthrew a couple guys going that direction, but you also have to look at, he threw the ball, what, 41 times?
Yes.
And he hit 28 or something like that?
Yeah.
So, and the wind was blowing 30 miles an hour. So you have to be realistic to what is a good performance. And he had some pressure at times, but the ball got out of his hands and he played fine. Certainly not in any way, shape, or form in a manner that we should think about playing somebody else.
And the wind impacted both teams. I mean, it was as windy a day as I can remember in terms of impacting the game, really, in a long time. We had some games out in Lubbock, 12, 15 years ago, but that deal Saturday, it really impacted, again, both teams. It was weird that way.
It was both ways. It wasn't just him, but you also have to be realistic as a coach when you're saying, okay, before we're going to make a decision like that, we need to know that the decision we make is for the right reason and it's better.
Sure.
If you have to make a change at the office, you're working in the professional world, and you say, okay, I'm not happy with, or I have some uncertainty about the way we're handling the financial part of our business. You better make sure that if you hire a new chief financial officer, that he's better than the one that's in there now, or it doesn't make any sense to do it.
That's true.
You have to have a reason to do something like that, and that's certainly not in the position we're at with what Taylor's done right now.
Another question that's come in via text. Some coaches do like to use outside things like media and such to put chips on their players' shoulders. Do you feel like with college kids today that they need to play with an edge? Do you have to plant those types of things to get their motor to run, or no?
My message to them all the time, and I go back to this, is they have to care enough about themselves and their team. They have to love the game enough. And I know it's never going to – we have 135 players, 130, give or take. A coach told me 30 years ago, it's never going to be as important to the players as it is to you. And it's never going to be as important to the people that work in your building that don't coach every day as it is to you, because that's not what they do. And kids are kids. That's just the way it is. And at that time, I thought, surely the players, they're going to care as much as we do. But I've been doing this. I've been around college football for 35 years or 34. I can't remember how many years now. And it's not.
How long did it take you to figure that out?
Well, after he told me, I started watching, and every year I got more and more in what he said. You will have a few, a small percentage of them that live and die it, and that is, it's just all they can ever think about.
Examples would be who, since you've been here? Sorry to interrupt.
You have Mason Rudolph was that way.
Pettigrew?
Pettigrew was that way.
Dez?
Dez was on game day. But I'm talking about the big picture.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. That when a game's over, if you don't win the game, that, like, when we don't win games, I'm good, but I go home and I never forget about how we lost a game ever. I'll forget about things that happened in the Texas game 2 weeks ago, so it doesn't matter to me anymore. But I'll never forget about what call we made on 4th and 3 and if it was the right call. But the call we made the other day on 3rd and 12 to score a touchdown, that one won't stick with me forever because it's good. I'm good with all that.
It's funny. I think that's how everybody thinks.
Well, but those things, like, I can remember games, calls that are made and things that happened on when you lose games and that sticks with you forever. But the players, you know, if you take it personal when they're being normal, they're just not going to be that way. It's just like in a workforce. You can go across the street here to anybody that's working over here, and if there's 100 employees, chances are 90 of them don't go home every day concerned about this company.
That's true.
Maybe 8 or 10 of them are so invested and so involved, and they're so detailed that that's what they think about all the time. But the other 90% don't.
So how do you motivate those people? You've talked some about that. So what do you do?
Well, that's where your culture is involved, and you have to talk about just what I said. You know, if we're going over here, if our record is whatever it is, most of the time this and it's been a long time that our record is 5-4 now, I think, right? So we're usually sitting there at 7-2 or 8-1, we've been 8-0. And so you got to play the same way no matter what it is, no matter what you're playing for, because otherwise you're cheating yourself and you're cheating a day of your life to do something to make yourself better, because that's really what we're supposed to do, right? I mean, whether you're Christian or not, you can read it in the book and it'll tell you that you're responsible for doing the very best you can every day, and that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what your job is. Well, no matter what it is, to try to improve and be the very best you can every day and help others along the way. And that's what you have to coach, in my opinion, as a team. Or how do you decide to do it all the time? How do you get them motivated each week?
Yeah, becomes a switch.
I mean, at some point, you know, you can say, okay, well, if you're not playing in a big game, you're not going to practice good, you're not going to play hard. Well, that's not going to work. That's how you get beat. So
let's take a break. Come back. We have some more text questions coming up. If you have one for Coach Gundy, you have a few minutes left. You can send it to us via Twitter at the Twitter handle, which is my Twitter handle, at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow. Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course. Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We continue with the Coach Gundy Radio Show here from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, and we're glad you're with us. Let's get to some more questions, Coach. And one fan asking via text, seems like the offensive line seems to be playing better. Can you lean on them even more as we get late in the season?
They are improving, and I was proud of them. You know, we played a new left tackle in the game, and that's not always easy. And there's times that he got beat on some things, but he played better than what most people would have thought.
Dylan Galloway,
yeah,
just speaking
of. Yeah, he came in and did fine, and they've improved. They're much better now than they were a month ago. So they need to continue to work and get better. This week will be a good challenge for them. Oklahoma's pretty physical up front. Probably the fastest linebackers we've played. I mean, they're going to be comparable to what Texas does, run side to side. So they'll have to do a really good job of coming off those blocks, and they'll have to come off a little earlier on double teams when those backers can run like they can and get over the top. But they have improved, and the plan we implemented coaching to improve them has worked. We're seeing those results, and so that's kind of what I talked about the discipline standpoint. We've got to get results from that so we can continue to improve as a team.
And you're getting a little bit healthier, right? I mean, there's been some trade-off there, but a little bit healthier.
Yeah, we lost, you know, when we had lost Shane and he was out, that was really the biggest setback we've had in a while.
Right.
We've been fairly fortunate other than him. We lost Mike 91.
Oh, Mike Scott.
Mike Scott. We lost Mike Scott, and he's back now.
Gotcha.
But we lost him last week, and that hurt us a little bit just from, it's, you know, you put him in to rush the passer, and when he's fresh, you know, he's a track guy. So,
oh, yeah.
But
you got Deontay Newell back in the offensive line.
Got him back, and he gave us some reps. So we're working it out. You know, they're coming around.
How's Harlington Hambright?
He practiced some, but we just didn't feel like he could go. You know, I mean, he can go out there and do some things, but when you start pressing a, you know, 300-pounder on him and being able to withstand a pass rush and or move somebody in a blocking scheme, he just wasn't ready yet.
Let's take some more text questions here. Again, if you have a question for us, you can send it to us at 405-747-0338. Curious about tempo. Looked like in the first half against Texas had a lot of success with tempo, then in the second half didn't use it as much. Your thoughts on the use of tempo, and maybe I guess explain what goes into when you use it versus when you don't use it.
Whoever texted that in is correct. That we had two things going on. One, they had made adjustments on certain plays that we were tempoing, and we can't tempo everything we do. We only have a number of things versus the defensive structures we're facing that we tempo, and we set that up based on what we think we can actually call in the game and have success. And teams, as the game go on, will adjust, and when that happens, then you're somewhat limited on what you can do because you can't just adjust the tempo part of the game. And then the second thing was is there's a point where when you're ahead by three touchdowns, you don't want to go real fast.
You want to slow
time.
Down, sure.
I mean, you know, that's give and take. You know, my dad will say, you know, why you just score another 31. You know, you scored 31 the first half, score another 31. Well, it's not that easy. And sometimes you have to kind of play with the you have to use the clock and be smart. Most of the time during my career as a head coach, and we've done that, we've been pretty good with time management. Not always, not 100%, but most of the time we've been pretty good in how we've let the game play out to try to, you know, in the end, when the clock expires in the fourth quarter, you want to have one more point than the other team. That's kind of the goal.
Of course.
And so we've been pretty good at that. And, you know, if you go out fast against a team like Texas and you play fast and you're three and out, they strike, and then you go three and out real fast again, they strike. Well, now you're in a whole different ball game, and there's still 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. So there's a little bit of give and take there.
Someone else kind of asking a follow-up.
Is it easier to play with tempo when you have more experience on your offensive line?
No question. The most difficult part of playing with tempo is inexperience on the offensive line. We can train the quarterbacks because you're talking to one guy and teaching one guy, and you can just rep him and rep him and rep him. But the O-line, you got five guys out there, so you have a 5-to-1 going on, and it's much easier to play fast all the time when you have guys that are experienced. And see, the advantage of tempo can also be the disadvantage of tempo. The defense may not be lined up.
Right.
So you have to assume where everybody's going to be and where they're going to line up if they're not there, and that way you'll know who to block. And that's experience. You know, if there's supposed to be a shade and a five and a backer and a three technique and a five and a backer, and they're not lined up, then if those guys are inexperienced, they need to know that this team is a predominant field shade or a field eagle team.
So how to react to it.
Or strength eagle.
Yep.
And so even though they're not there and they're looking over for a signal, somebody's got to double that guy to that guy. You can't just turn him loose. So sometimes it can be your own worst enemy if you don't have enough experience. We ran into that some against Tech and Iowa State, where they were not quite lined up, or they were, you know, bringing a stunt, which we like. If you blitz us in tempo, we love it, because we feel like if we block it, we're going to pop through there and we're going to get a big play, which we've made a living on that. But you have to have some experience in order for that to happen.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time and the chance to visit tonight. Hope you have a great week of work, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the end of the week.
You bet. Appreciate everybody out there. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right.
That's Coach Gundy. And by the way, OSU games call for nothing less than a taste of Tostitos. Score some points with your fellow tailgaters by breaking out the Tostitos. And Cowboy fans, next time you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, make sure to visit Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, the Smoky Pokey, and the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Dine and Stay in Stillwater program that supports all of the OSU athletic teams. We'll take a break, wrap things up with a few final thoughts when we come back to Slim Chickens in Stillwater. Slim Chickens, the home of the Coach Gundy radio show and the Coach Mike Boynton radio show. And we'll start our basketball programs on Thursday nights beginning in the month of December. We'll wrap things up in a moment. This is a Coach Gundy radio show from Slim Chickens in Learfield.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where the air smells of fresh-cut grass, artificial turf, and smoked meats.
Kielbasas.
Where the radio only plays marching bands. And being able to read the defense is more important than being able to read.
Just kidding. Stay in school.
But what makes Fansville truly special are the people who call it home field.
The fans.
The type of people who tailgate before the tailgate.
As the doctor remember.
Who aren't afraid to shout, "My grandma could have made that kick," because that's the honest truth.
She's 90.
Passionate fans bound by loyalty, tradition, and the sweet, sweet nectar of the college football gods.
Doctor remember.
Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Don't waste your time enrolling in a rewards or discount program. At Charlie's Discount Drug, our discounts are for everyone, every day. We also have monthly Mason vitamin specials and bi-monthly wholesale price center specials. Save your time and money at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Homeland is the official grocery partner of Oklahoma State Athletics. Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks that make your game day one to remember. Go Pokes from our friends at Homeland. And Cowboy fans, next time you plan to shop in Stillwater, make sure to stop by Cowboy Travel Plaza, Game Day Ironworks, Game Day Events, Merrifield Office Supply, Charlie's Discount Drug, Dupree Sporting Goods, BNC Business Products, and Furniture Showcase. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Shop in Stillwater program supporting all the OSU athletic teams. Regarding Saturday, our broadcast will begin at 12:30 with a kickoff at 2:36 from Norman as the Cowboys take on the Sooners. But the Cowboy basketball team will start its season at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon with a road game at Charlotte. First time the basketball team's opened up a season with a true road game since 1989-90. So the plan for that is this. You can listen to that game in Stillwater on 780 AM or on Pete FM here in Stillwater. If you are out of the Stillwater area, although 780 AM has quite an extensive signal during the daytime, so if you're probably 100 miles or less away from Stillwater, you can probably hear the game. Don't want to promise anything because that can vary day-to-day based on weather conditions. But if you can't do that, the game will be available on the OSU website, live stream audio at okstate.com. So just keep that in mind. Looking forward to Saturday and the Cowboys and the Sooners. And we greatly appreciate you spending the time with us tonight as we kick off your week on this Monday. And have a great week, everybody. We'll visit with you later in the week. For Coach Gundy, I'm Dave Hunziker. Talk to you next week. This has been the Coach Gundy Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens in Learfield.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, Farm Fresh for 50 years, Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs, Charlie's Discount Drug, Discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowboys Sports Network.